the big roadhouse, you know, I've been up here a couple of times when he built the big roadhouse. So.
And the roadhouse was built after the road came through because everybody seemed to come out there and there wasn't room for people. Uh-huh. Some slept in the haymow above the barn.
Above the...
Do you have this on now? Do you have...
And some slept on the floor. You know, everybody knew everybody. So after this, if they left, and they slept on the floor. You remember that, don't you?
Oh, yes, I remember.
And then in 1930, the hotel was built. But I think the road came through 28, didn't it?
I don't know. I didn't come till 34.
I think it was 28, because I know we came back in 1929 from outside, and that's...
And people used to get stuck between Central and
pick up those Springs,
and they had to get this team and pull them out.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about that.
But the story of the springs and the discovery of the hot springs was when a miner from Deadwood, was that right?
Yes, but I don't remember what year it was.
Have you ever heard of the year?
No, I don't.
Didn't you tell me that Mr. Leach had acquired the land in about 1910?
No, it was 1908.
Yeah, it
was either 1907 or 1908. But I know he was there in 1908. And he came to the country in 1904, and he used to mine around Miller House, work for the company there.
The Barry Dredging Company?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he also had the job of bringing in the moose meat and so on. But you see, some of the early people had scurvy. But had they known about spruce boughs and so on, and
spruce tea?
Yes, there'd been no need of scurvy. Mm-hmm. And that was why he thought of building up the gardens.